not going to wait for the choir, but that we anticipate they'll be arriving shortly. It is so good to have you in First Christian today. Please take a moment to turn off your cell phones and any other electronic devices as we listen to Lonnie's prelude. Thank you, Lonnie. That was beautiful. I guess summer is coming because the choir has molted, so that's nice to see. If you will look at the insert in your bulletin, we have some announcements, things coming up in the church. We're still looking for people to take care of our lawn during the summer. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board if you can do that. Today there will be a meeting for those who are going to be youth, 6th grade to 12th grade, and those interested in working with youth after the worship service with a light lunch. If anyone is interested, please attend. Kevin Anderson is going to be starting a Bible study this Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock in the inner room. Pastor Cynthia and I will be gone. Her last day in the office is Monday until a week from Thursday, right, as we go down to attend her dad's memorial service. I personally want to thank everyone's cards and prayers and wishes. It's been a real tough 2.5 weeks, but we know that we are loved and deeply cared for by our church family, and that does make it easier. So thank you. Amber, you have a message.
Good morning. I know that most of you know that the art walks have started downtown, And I just want to invite you, especially Thursday evening at 6:30, my barbershop is singing for about an hour, and we always love the support, and we love to sing for people, so come on down at David Street.
All right. Two more quick announcements. Three. One, I watched on the news last night about the crop walk, so kudos to Debbie and to Keith. You both looked really good on film. Enjoyed that. And about $3,500 was raised, is that correct? So, great job. Yeah, great. Yeah, so it was, and I think one of over 900 in the country yesterday, if the news was correct. Isn't that what they said? I think there were like over 900 crop walks. So, great. And we have a missionary visiting, Bruce Van Voorhees, who has been here before, will be arriving on the 7th. We thank Joe and Lyle Cox for hosting him while he is here, but he does still have time to meet with people, talk about being a missionary. If you'd like to do that, please request or make a call to Joe and Lyle to help with his schedule. And we hope that we will see you on May 9th for the potluck dinner. That is Wednesday night, and Cindy and I are hoping to get back by that time, so we will hope to be there as well. So we'd like to see all of you in support of one of our missionaries who does the work that we cannot do in parts of the world where we may not even think that God is present. So, all right. And there was one more, but oh, we're still looking for a pianist, is that correct? All right, so Lonnie and Kathy are done as of the end of May. And so we're getting to crunch time. So if anybody knows of anyone who is interested in being an accompanist, we would certainly love to hear from you, so just please contact Amber. Okay. Our opening hymn is number 108, As the Deer. Please prepare to sing that as we stand and greet one another.
Yeah. much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Please join me in the call to worship. Welcome to the community of faith, the family of God. God's love is here for you.
Help us to understand how we are connected to God.
We abide in Jesus Christ in love and compassion.
May our spirits be renewed and our connection to God be strengthened through our worship today. Amen.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, you alone are our heart's desire. And yet there are so many things that compete for our attention, some good, some not so good. We need to stay focused on the prize, which is you. And so we attend church, we read the Bible, we pray incessantly to stay close to you so that you provide all that we need. All we need do is ask. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught us, knowing that you will provide all that we require. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
And I may have forgotten one of the most important announcements. Please sit. You will also notice that there is a friendship sheet on the pew. Please fill out your information, pass that down, and send it back to the center. We are so glad that you are here, whether you are a longtime member or a first-time guest. If you are a guest, please give us your information so that we can keep in contact with you.
Our hymn of praise today is number 689, We Are Not Our Own. now I invite the children to come forward for a time of sharing this morning. Good morning. I'm glad to see all three of you today. Do any of you have a garden at your house or a flower bed where things grow? Colin, what grows at your house? You have some dandelions in your yard. I have dandelions in my yard too. You too? And they just grow. You didn't plant them. You didn't put them there on purpose. They just show up. That's kind of amazing. Any dandelions at your house? Yeah? I bet if we took a poll of the congregation, there'd only be a couple people here who don't have any dandelions at all, and it's probably because they work hard at it. You know, all kinds of things grow in our yards. We have grass, and we have trees. Are there trees at your house, Blake? Yep. Are there some big trees? Are there any big enough to climb? Or maybe they're too big to climb. They're too big to climb because the branches are way up high, so you can't reach them. I have some flowers at my house right now. My tulips are blooming, and my daffodils are blooming. You know, all the stuff that grows is connected. The grass has roots down under the ground. My flowers have bulbs down under the ground. And sometimes I'll cut the flowers off and bring them in the house so they look really pretty, and I can enjoy them inside. But then the flower dies because it's not connected to the root anymore. The story we're going to hear in worship today talks about how important it is for us to be connected to God. When we get separated, we're kind of like my flowers. We might look pretty for a little while, but then we wither. When we're connected with God, it keeps us alive and gives us energy and gives us hope and joy and love. So this summer, while you watch things grow and bloom, you might think about how you grow and bloom when you're connected to God, okay? This morning, Mrs. Chipperfield is going to be leading worship and wonder, but before you all head out with her, she had a joy she wanted to share. So Laura, do you want to go ahead and share that now? That's absolutely a joy to share. Let's close with prayer, and then you can go to Worship and Wonder in Sunday School. Oh God, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the ways in which our lives are connected. Lord, help us to always be connected to you that we might continue to grow in faith. Thank you for the gift of spring and the coming of summer, the changing of seasons, and bless our young people in the changing seasons of their lives. In Christ's name, all God's children said, amen. Thank you, guys. What a great joy indeed. It's not every church that can say your entire youth group is in the top 10% of their graduating class. That's pretty awesome. Our prayer concerns are on the back of your bulletin as we lift up these joys and concerns. I encourage you to take a prayer card from the pew rack in front of you, write a note to someone who needs to know we're praying for them today, and then place that card in the offering tray later in the service. Our card shower this morning is for Roger Miller, one of our longtime members who has moved away to be with family. Roger now lives in Montana, and we'll be sending greetings to him. We've already heard the good news that yesterday's crop walk raised about $3,500 to fight hunger. 25% of that will stay here at the Wyoming Food Bank of the Rockies to work in our own community, and the rest will be shared around the world through Church World Service. Kathy Malloy has asked for prayers for her sister, Carolyn Morehouse, who is at Wyoming Medical Center with pneumonia. A joy to share, Kel and Monica are giving thanks that Monica Decker has been accepted to a study program run by the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, and she will be working with a therapist, a dietitian, and a pharmacist on a new program to help balance her Parkinson's and deal with health concerns moving forward, and they're very encouraged by the prospect of that program. We continue to pray for those who are living with cancer, including Cal Decker, Billy Triplett, who is with us this morning, Kit Nybert, Dave Baker, who lives in Washington State, has had a return of cancer and will be going through chemotherapy again. He continues the fight. Prayers for Dave and his wife, Misty. A sad addition to our prayer list this morning is the news that Reverend Dwayne Axworthy passed away yesterday. He had a sharp decline in his health this week, starting on Tuesday. He was placed under home hospice care. At the age of 90, after having battled pneumonia, his family knew that this was coming. Their prayer was that Ax would pass swiftly and peacefully, and indeed that prayer was answered. He was surrounded with the love of his wife, Betty, and their three daughters. Prayers for all of the family and the friends of Dr. Axworthy. The missionary that we're lifting in prayer today is Anil Henry, who serves in India. And we continue to pray for Syria, as well as peace in North and South Korea. Our prayer partners this morning are the members of First Christian Church in Grand Junction, Colorado. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary you're encouraged to sign and send greetings. Are there other concerns today that we want to name or joys we want to lift up? Keith.
Yes, just prayers for St. Thomas for my wife, Dan. She comes home from California this weekend, and all those that are traveling. And just pray for focus and discipline this week.
Prayers of safe travel for Pam as she comes home from California. Prayers of safe travel for others. And prayers of focus this week. Becky.
I became a grandma this week.
Yay!
The baby was 6 weeks early, so he's still in NICU, but he's doing well.
Oh, great.
Prayers of rejoicing for Becky and her son and his wife, Mindy. Prayers of rejoicing at the birth of a new grandbaby added to your family. Prayers of health and strength in the weeks ahead as this little one catches up with life. Are there others today? Paul.
Prayers for Charles and Cynthia and the travel. I think the winter's over, but travel will be but we'll be thinking about you in the days ahead and during the service.
Thank you very much. We are so thankful, as Charles said, for all the prayers and loving support of this congregation. I've been reminiscing about how a few years ago, Mom and Dad were up visiting, and they got snowed in on Mother's Day. So when you live in Wyoming, you never know if spring is really here or not, but it does look like good weather for travel.
Back here.
Tammy? Prayers for Raylan. Sometimes you can't even put into words what a loved one needs, but you know they are in need. And so we ask for God to be with him. Michelle.
Prayers for Tyler and his dad.
Tyler's dad, Ted Elser, is on his journey towards heaven. He's been fighting a tumor in his brain and is under hospice care in Pennsylvania. Tyler's been able to talk with his dad on the phone, and they know that the end is coming. So prayers that that journey will be filled with peace and moments of grace. Let us hold all of these and others in our hearts as we turn to the Lord in prayer. O holy vine grower God. Christ tells us that we are connected to you just as branches are connected to the vine. Good and gracious God, we thank you that we may abide in your presence and your love abides in us. Lord, we come before you today with prayers that are both joyous and laden with sorrow. We lift to you every circumstance and situation we have named aloud and those we hold in our hearts. Lord, we pray for your blessing to be with Roger Miller and with all of our older members who, because of health and age, are not able to be present in worship. Bless them that they may know they are loved and still connected to our church family. God, we rejoice with Monica and Cal that she has been selected for a study with UNLV. We pray a blessing upon her in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, we join with Kathy Malloy in praying for her sister Carolyn to ask for healing. Be with Pam as she travels home from California and give focus to those who need it in their lives this week. Gracious God, I ask for traveling mercies for my own family, for Charles and I as we drive to New Mexico, and others who will be traveling to attend my father's service. Oh God, we give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us. And we pray for those for whom grief is recent and raw. Lord, we ask for your love and your mercy to surround Betty Axworthy, her daughter Jan and her husband Dewey Smith, daughter Karen and husband Tim, Nancy and Bob and all of the family. Lord, we are so thankful to have known Ax as one of our own. We give you thanks for the faithful life and ministerial service of the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Axworthy. And we thank you for the ways in which he lived his life with integrity, humility, and humble holiness before you. We thank you for the love he shared with his wife and his children through all the years they walked this earth. Good and gracious God, comfort those who will miss Ax. Lord, we pray as well for the Elser family. We pray especially for Tyler as he takes time to say farewell to his father, Ted. Oh God, we thank you for the loving care provided to so many through hospice. And we pray that as the Elsers accompany Ted on his journey towards heaven, they may be surrounded by your peace. Lord, in the midst of sorrow, you are near, and in the midst of joy, you are with us. We celebrate with Becky at the birth of a new grandbaby. We pray for health, for Mindy, and for this little one who arrived sooner than expected. We thank you, God, for medical care for newborns. We pray for patients, for those who work in NICUs, for those who tend to the tiniest of lives. We share with joy at the work of those who joined in yesterday's crop walk, both in Casper and in other communities across the country. We pray your blessing to be upon people who are hungry through funds that have been raised and shared. We rejoice with the families of three high school students who are part of our church here for their success as students graduating in the top 10% of their class in Natrona County. We pray your blessing upon these young women as their futures unfold. Oh God, we ask you to be with Raylan. You know better than any of us the concerns of his heart, his mind. We pray for emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health in Raylan's life. Oh God, whatever he needs most, we ask that you would be there with him to meet that need. Bless Raylan and Tammy, Jess and Melissa, and all of their family to know your love and your abiding presence. Oh God, we pray also for the Henrys and the work they do in India, for the members and pastoral staff of First Christian Church in Grand Junction, and for other servants who do your work in countless ways around the world. Oh God, may each and every one who calls ourselves Christian be connected to Christ and bear fruit for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to say a two-word phrase, and I'd like all of you to raise your hands if an image comes up immediately for you, okay? Comfort food. Okay, quite a few of you, right? This is that meal that makes you feel good, makes you feel like you're home, even if you're not eating it at home. For me, it's my mom's homemade mac and cheese. She just did incredible things with macaroni and cheddar cheese and a little bit of milk. And to this day, it's the only mac and cheese that I eat. Even in college, I didn't have boxed mac and cheese because I wasn't going to ruin my palate for something I loved so much. For Cindy, it is a dish called gami chicken. And I think that's because by the time you finish it, that's how your fingers are. Is that right? All gummy, right? Because it was some kind of sweet barbecue sauce or something like that, right? We all have something that makes us think of home. I would suggest to you that this meal is comfort food. God tells us, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Each time we come to this table, we are invited home. So today, as you partake of communion, I hope that you find the peace and comfort that God wants you to have. Our communion hymn is number 396, Una Espiga. I asked that we sang it in Spanish, but I was voted down. So we will do it in English, and I'm going to ask Lonnie, if she'll play through it once so we know what it sounds like. We're fortunate because it is unisimo, which is in unison. So.
Leaves of summer turn golden. and Sam Hobbs and three together as we walk on.
We come to this table where grain that was once scattered on the hillside has been baked into a whole loaf. It reminds us of how, though our lives are scattered during the week, at the Lord's table, we come together in one and remember the night when Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his friends and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you." Here at the Lord's table every week, we share the fruit of the vine, a simple gift of grape juice, taken in worship so that it is transformed to remind us of the blood of Christ shed on the cross. Here at the table, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Of this spring season. You have given us life and promise to support us as long as we live. Thank you for the new life you give us through Jesus Christ, who meets us at this table. By your word and Holy Spirit, bless these elements that we may receive Christ's own life given for us. Forgive us and strengthen us. Help us be Christ's body in the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Cindy and I are finishing a 9-week study by Dave Ramsey called Financial Peace University. Today is our last class that we are coordinating. And Dave talks about 6 baby steps in order to become financially free. He talks about living like no one else so that you can then live like no one else. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, if I get these in the wrong order. The first baby step is to have a $1,000 emergency fund. So if something happens, you can pay for it and you're covered. The second one is to get rid of all your debt, except for your house. But everything else, you get rid of your debt, and he tells you how to do that. The third is to have 3 to 6 months of all of your expenses saved in a full emergency fund, so that if you were to lose your job or something, you are covered for 3 to 6 months. You don't have to worry, so you can spend that time looking for a job, whatever you need to do, because you've planned ahead. Fourth is to start saving for retirement. Fifth is to save for college fund. And the sixth is to pay off your house, so that by the time you get to the seventh one, you are completely debt-free and you can give generously. Because that's the ultimate goal, is to have so much and to be so secure that you can give it away. Today, as our diaconate collect our tithes and offerings, I ask that you think about that generosity, whether it be in money, talent, or time. Give generously. Please pray with me. Lord, your people want to be generous, and we have an excellent model in you. Let us live our lives the way that you showed your son how to live, giving generously of all that he had, his time, his talent, his wisdom. May the gifts that we have given go to support the ministries here in Casper and around the world. Amen. Thank you. And the people said, Amen. Sing and shout of victory indeed. Thank you, choir. That's beautiful. Our first and second scripture today come from John 15. You can find this on page 109 in the New Testament of your pew Bible. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Continuing on at verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, choir, for that great gift of music today. What a blessing your voices have been for us. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, help us to abide in you, that your love may always abide in us. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts, that they may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock, our redeemer. Amen. Hi, friends. There's a sermon floated around someplace that you're supposed to hear, but I can't give it to you today. Grief is a strange thing. Sometimes your heart breaks wide open, and nobody knows because God is so strong. They see the outside. But sometimes those little things make just enough chip in the armor that the grief floods out. I have to warn you, when I cry, I get really messy. Like, you know, the tears drip down and then the nose starts to run. It's really disgusting, and you guys don't want to see that. So I'm wondering if between Lonnie and Anne, I'm wondering if maybe one of them could play some old favorites for us today. And we can let God be in charge of the sermon, and we can just kind of sing together. So I planned on talking about the vine and how Jesus tells us we get to be connected and we get to abide. If you look at the footnotes in the scripture of what we just read, there's a little footnote next to prunes and cleanses. Because in the Greek, the same word means those two things. It's just with a different prefix on it. So that's kind of interesting. And if I was preaching today, you'd hear some more about that. And if I was actually able to talk and not weep, I'd tell you a story about how my dad in the New Mexico desert decided to grow grapes. And in the flower bed in the backyard, there's grapevines. And my sister has been watering them to keep them alive. And if I could actually talk and make it through a whole sermon, I would talk about how my sister and I are so much more connected than we've ever been before. We've always been close. But since my dad has died, we've talked or texted every single day. And sometimes it's just a note from her saying, I picked up Dad's cremains today. We're going to go get a cheeseburger. And I text back and say, well, you don't have to worry about a low-salt diet anymore. Have fun, Dad. The sermon was going to be about how we connect with family at a really deep level. And that's a metaphor for how we connect with God. And then I was going to talk about that word abide. Did you know that in John 15, the word that shows up again and again when Jesus says, abide in me, abide in my Father's love. If I was really preaching, I'd tell you how many times it's used in the chapter and everything, but you probably don't even care. The point is, that same word shows up in John 14. John 14 is kind of about God the Father. John 15 is about God the Son, about Jesus. John 16 is about the Holy Spirit. Well, John 14 is what the choir sang a few minutes ago. Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are many dwelling places. There are many rooms where you get to abide for all eternity. The connection between John 14 and John 15 is that word abide. Jesus is talking about the vine being an abiding place, a dwelling place. We get to live so intimately and deeply with God while we're on earth that when we get to heaven and we're abiding in that heavenly mansion the choir just sang about, we already know we're home. So that's kind of in a nutshell the sermon we're going to get, that I'm too emotional to actually really preach and do it right. So it looks like they flipped a coin or arm wrestle or something because Lonnie is at the piano. So if you all want to pick a song from the hymnal that is God's word for us today, why don't we have a few folks just kind of call out your favorite song. We'll sing the first and last verses. Charles, would you lead the singing for us?
Sure, and we're going to start with 543, Blessed Assurance.
543, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Thank you, Lonnie, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for sharing in a different form of a word from the Lord to touch our hearts with music and great texts of the church. Our closing hymn today is Abide With Me, number 636, verses 1 and 5. If there is anyone here this morning who's looking for a church home, we would be honored to have you abide with us here at First Christian. We welcome new members by confession of faith and baptism or by transfer membership from another Christian body. There may be someone who needs to rededicate your life to Christ this day or accept him as your Lord and Savior. If that is where you are in your journey, you're invited to come forward as we stand and sing together, Abide With Me. Those who are interested in working with youth are invited to lunch, but even before lunch begins, there is a coffee fellowship available downstairs. There's a fresh pot of coffee. There's some yummy-looking, colorful cookies. You're invited to stay and visit with one another and share God's love. I pray that in some way, this time together in worship this morning has been a blessing for each one of us. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. Oh God, we are indeed invited to abide with you. May it be so. Connect our lives, Holy Christ, to God, the giver of life, so that we are in intimate relationship with you like branches on a vine. Bless us this week as we go forth that we might bear fruit because God's love and light and life flows through us. Bless now, O God, your people, that your face might shine upon us, your Holy Spirit fill us, and send us forth with hope and peace to live and serve. In the name of Jesus Christ, the vine, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.